Like, we're not suffering.
Right. She talks about like making a sport out of sort of denying your defilements.
Yeah.
So what's not clear to me quite yet is that is there a sport of denying that sort of having fun denying your defilements come about as a result of dwelling in that space of continuous mindfulness? Or does the continuous mindfulness come about from going through the suffering of forcing yourself not to enjoy anything?
I think that's where playing with it is really helpful, you know, in that sense of, oh, let's try this and see what works, and that's all working, let's try this. And then it starts to feed itself, and the momentum starts to move towards. And that's where that sense of relinquishment plays such a strong role, because relinquishment isn't so much a giving up something that we have, but a kind of enjoying the non-moving to get sort of thing we're trying to make.
One way of thinking about it that seems to be useful here is just reflecting on how reflexes work, how you can develop. Like when you first drive a car, you never think that you know, it seems like impossible to be able to do anything else other than focus right on how to drive that car. But pretty much everybody eventually can multitask amazingly, and they're still driving a car safely.
They think they can. They're talking to themselves.
Right. There are some, you know, it's not perfect.
It's not a perfect analogy.
Or for instance, an even better one would be walking. Right. You almost never think, oh man, if I lose my concentration, I'm going to fall over. I won't be able to walk.
Yeah.
You know, so that might be an even better one.
Right.
So you can, yeah.
That's where there's no such thing as a perfect analogy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I can. The point is well taken. That's something that that you start to do and gain skill in when you first start it. Man, I'm never going to be able to get this down. But over time, so. Become second nature.